Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to your Jefferson County Commissioners Court meeting for Monday, April 2nd, 2012. We'll begin this meeting today with an invocation led by Commissioner Arnold, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance, which will be led by Commissioner Weaver. If you'll rise, please.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, to the republic which stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, we'll begin our agenda today with the items under purchasing. Item A is to approve specifications for Jefferson County Water Control and Improvement District Number 10, generator building and generator receptacles at all lift stations. This is a project that's funded by Texas Department of Rural Affairs, Round 1 Disaster Funding that's being administered by the Texas General Land Office. Item B is to approve specifications for a term contract for microfilm supplies for Jefferson County. Item C is to approve the specifications for Jefferson County Drainage District Number 7 ditch improvements. This is, again, is a Hurricane Ike disaster-funded project through the General Land Office. Item D is to execute, receive, and file addendum number 5 to the contract with Bailey Architects for request for qualifications for a master plan for the historical restoration of Jefferson County Courthouse to include design, construction, documentation, bidding, negotiation, construction, administration services for the phase 4 restoration of the Jefferson County Courthouse, which may include interior masonry, plaster repairs, and painting around windows in the courtroom of Judge Larry Thorne on the second floor of the 317th District Court. Compensation for phase 4 is a lump sum fee of $4,850 and reimbursable expenses to be determined as mutually agreeable between architect and owner. Item E is to consider and possibly approve disposal of scrap washer and dryer. Scrap materials are to be transported to a metal salvage company and they're sold for such prices they may command and return such funds to the county. Do I have a motion on those items under purchasing? Moved by Commissioner Weaver and seconded by Commissioner Arnold. Is there any discussion on any of those items under purchasing? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously under County Commissioners. Item A can be tabled, thankfully. Item B is to receive and file executed letter of agreement, request for provisionally accredited levy designation, and agreement to provide adequate compliance for the Port Arthur and vicinity hurricane flood protection levy. Item C is to consider and possibly approve a resolution for Fair Housing Month in Jefferson County. Item D is to consider and possibly approve Jefferson County Tourism Committee hotel occupancy tax allocation recommendations for the spring 2012 grant cycle. Item E is to receive and file a letter of understanding with Lucite International Inc. regarding the use of the base year value for abatement purposes. Item F is to receive and file executed memorandum of oil and gas lease and executed oil, gas, and mineral lease between Jefferson County and Ballard Exploration Company Incorporated. Item G is to consider and possibly approve the use of hangar number 4 for the Jefferson County Master Gardener spring plant sale March 31st, 2012, which was held this past Saturday, so I hope we don't say no. Do I have a motion on those items?
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Arnold, seconded by Commissioner Weaver. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Under County Auditor, item A is to consider and approve a budget transfer for JP Precinct 1, Place 2 in the amount of $65 for travel. Item B is to consider and approve budget amendment for Constable Precinct 8 for additional copier cost in the amount of $4,000. Item C is to consider and approve a budget transfer for JP Precinct 1, Place 1 in the amount of $500 for travel cost. Item D is consider and approve budget transfer for correctional facility for the replacement of a chiller for PQM and N dorms in the amount of $150,000. Item E is to receive and file financial and operating statements for the 3 months ending December 31st, 2011. Item F is to receive and file financial and operating statements for the month ending January 31st, 2012. And item G is regular county bills, check numbers 365138 through check number 365372, and that addendum is going to be tabled until next week. Do I have a motion on those items under auditor?
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Senegal and seconded by Commissioner Weaver. Is there any discussion on
that? I had a question, and it come from the sheriff office or whoever. And the correction facilities. How old is that chiller?
The original chiller.
Judge, commissioners, I had my part-time maintenance guy go over there and take a look at that. And I think what we were looking at, and correct me if I'm wrong, Sheriff, Chief, but to do the minor repairs on it was almost as much as replacing the whole thing. Am I correct in that? And so to do those minor repairs out there, we'd have to come back at a later date, more than likely, and finish it all out. And that would cost us even more money. So I think I stated that correctly.
My next question, Patrick. Is this the appropriate place for this to be coming? This is a major, this is one of those unforeseen.
Yeah, I think right now because they had savings within their budget, so they're living within that jail budget, we're gonna transfer it out of there.
Okay, fine.
We'll just hang on to contingency as long as we can.
Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously under County Clerk. Item A is to receive and file a letter of no objection from the U.S. Department of Justice under Section 5 of the Voting Rights Act for preclearance of polling location changes for May 29, 2012 joint Democratic and Republican primary election. And item B is considering possibly approve appointing Jeff Ross as tabulation supervisor at the Central Counting Station as a replacement for Ken Seaholm, who will be unavailable for all 2012 elections. Have a motion on those items. Moved by Commissioner Senegal, seconded by Commissioner Alford. Any discussion?
Commissioner, the election code requires that the tabulation supervisor be a resident of Jefferson County. Paul Halegda is no longer a resident of Jefferson County. That's why the court had appointed Ken, but Ken's going to be on vacation on those two election dates.
Anything else? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right. Under County Engineering, item A is to request approval to release retainage to McKinnis Construction for the North Apron Grade Modification at the Jack Brooks Airport in the amount of $5,287.80, and that's final application number three. Motion on that? Anything you want to say about that?
This project has been complete. This is just like the release of the retainage. The project is already complete, so this is just basically clearing the administrative side of the project so that they can have their final payment. We've done the final walkthrough and they punch listed.
All right.
First, you said y'all have done it. Did you have anybody from the engineering department there to walk through with you?
Yes, engineering all was right. Involved in that.
Thank you.
All right. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Under Historical Commission, item A is to receive and file certification letter from the National Park Service approving and certifying Jefferson County as a certified local government under provisions of Section 101C of the National Historic Preservation Act. Have a motion on that item.
So moved.
Been moved by Commissioner Senegal and seconded by Commissioner Weaver. Anything you want to say about that, Teresa? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. And finally, under Sheriff's Department, item A is to consider and possibly approve out-of-state travel for Deputy Stanley Shipper. The department airplane will be having warranty work done on one of its engines in Tulsa, Oklahoma, at no cost to the county. However, there will be some $550 in travel cost, which is projected to take place on April 16th, 2012. Item B is to consider and possibly approve forensic scientist Chris Fontenot's attendance at the Justice Tracks 2012 Beginner Intermediate Crystal Reports Training in New Orleans, Louisiana on August 13th, 2012. This is a one-day class offered by the provider of our laboratory information management systems that will provide training on the lab result reporting process. Cost of the class is approximately $580, and that training is not offered in Texas. Have a motion on those items.
I'll make the motion.
Okay. Moved by Commissioner Alford and seconded by Commissioner Weaver. Any discussion?
I have a question. On the plane breakdown, do they ship the engine there? How do we get it there? Is it some special way you drive it or what? You fly it there? You fly the plane there to bring it? You said he flies the plane? How much it costs to fly the plane if he has to fly it? I want to know that too. All right. How much?
About $1 a mile.
How much it costs is the thing. If it's a dollar a mile, if it's 1,500 miles, I just want to know how much it costs. That's all. And that was just a question to ask.
I think what they do.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
I think it's all out of their fuel budget that they do that.
Anything else? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously, and that completes our written agenda. Does any member of the court have anything like to bring to the attention of the public?
Yeah, Judge, I want to thank Ms. Gidra. Teresa, would you pass that on? She's opened the county clerk office in Port Arthur 5 days a week. We start having a lot of traffic on Tuesdays and Thursdays, and she saw the need, and she opened it 5 days a week. That's going to be big. Also, she have some bilingual workers there that can help out also. So pass that on to her. Thank you. The media didn't show up Friday, but we wanted to get that out to the public, so thank y'all.
Anything else? If not, then we are adjourned. Thank you for being here today.